Hello, I'm Oliver Colling, and this is the My 70s TV Childhood Quiz. Welcome back to the My 70s TV Childhood Quiz. Every fortnight, we'll give you the chance to pit your wits against your family, friends, and other listeners, or whoever you choose to challenge and demonstrate how much you remember about TV in the 1970s. As I always say, it is just for fun, but I do like to hear your stories about how you get on. I'm particularly pleased that a number of you do the quiz with your significant other, and also that this doesn't always lead to harmony in the couple. The fact that I know we have couples falling out over who knows more about the Tufty Club or what a particular theme tune is brings a sort of warm glow to my heart. So long may it continue. Let me know about falling out with your partner by emailing quiz@my70stvchildhood.com. So whether you're playing with your significant other, with friends, or on your own, let's get down to business. As usual, we've got 20 questions over four rounds of five questions each, plus our weekly bonus question. So why don't you grab a pen and paper and a suitable beverage? It's a cup of tea for me this week. And let's begin with round one. As this episode is due to be released early in May, our first round is called May Madness, and I'll be asking you five questions about shows which were first shown on UK TV during the month of May. So here we go. Question one. Which BBC sitcom starring Paul Nicholas and Sue Pollard as a pair of hippie squatters was first shown in May 1979. Sounds reasonably unlikely, but a sitcom starring Paul Nicholas and Sue Pollard as a pair of hippie squatters shown in 1979. Question 2. Still in May 1979, ITV showed the first episode of a sitcom set in an Undertaker's, starring Thora Hird and Christopher Beeny. What was it called? Question 3. In May 1973, BBC showed the first episode of an American sitcom, which was to run for a then record-breaking 11 years. What was its name? And question 4. Which Saturday Tea Time BBC show started making dreams come true for viewers on the 31st of May 1975? And finally, question 5. In May 1977, what ITV children's TV show was first broadcast, starring Leslie Manville and Jamie Foreman, as school pupils who start a school newspaper? Okay, well, I thought that was a bit tricky in parts. I have had a few listeners suggesting that last time's quiz was a bit too easy, so this week may prove a little more challenging. On to round two, which is our Marathon or Fil Rouge round, so named in honour of It's a Knockout and its European cousin, Jeu Sans Frontières, where teams representing British towns would go up against teams from obscure European towns, dressed as giant penguins running around a revolving stage carrying buckets of water and lots of jolly japes like that. Anyway, this round contains questions based on previous episodes of our podcast. Now don't worry if you haven't listened previously, as most of them should be worth a pretty good guess at just from your own general knowledge. Question 1. Last December, we looked back at the US show Fantasy Island. What was the name of the island's mysterious owner, played by Ricardo Montalban? So what was the owner of Fantasy Island called? Question 2. In which month of which year did we begin our quiz? And here's a clue. This is our 18th episode. Question 3. Who was the normal host of We Are the Champions, which we featured in June 2023? So who was the host of We Are the Champions? And question 4. In September last year, we looked back at It Ain't Half Hot Mum. And in that programme, what was the name of the pianist for the concert party? So what was the pianist in It Ain't Half Hot Mum called? And question 5. In March 2021, we celebrated the 50th birthday of Mr. Ben, created by David McKee. What other animated show did David McKee create for BBC Children's TV? Halfway through already. How time flies when you're having fun. Let's go on to round three. And this is our hugely popular Spin the Wheel and Name That Tune mashup round. Very simply, I will spin our specially constructed Wheel of Fate to choose a year. I will then input that year into our leading-edge AI-powered theme tune generator, which will generate some theme tunes from shows first broadcast in that year, which I will then play. You write down the theme tune, and for everyone you get right, you get a point.
What a point, mate!
That never gets any simpler to explain, so if you're a bit lost, then you're not alone. So without further ado, let's spin the wheel. And it's landed on 1976. Right, let me input that into the AI-powered random theme tune generator. And here we go with theme tune one. Tricky for a starter, that one, but I love that show. And on to theme tune two, which should be, I hope, a little easier. And theme tune three. If you don't get that one, then I'm not sure it's worth going any further with this week's quiz. But theme tune four is a bit trickier. And finally, another one you should really know. That one always makes me smile. So, on to the last round already. Hope you're doing okay so far, and this is our TV Times round, where it's a general round based on any kind of 70s TV trivia. Are you ready? Then let's play. Question one. Phil Davis and Ray Burdiss starred as two school leavers looking for a career in which ITV show? So Phil Davis and Ray Burdiss starred in which ITV show? As school leavers looking for a career. Question two. Who won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1976, and what was the song they won it with? Question 3. Elizabeth R was a 1971 six-part drama about Queen Elizabeth I, which was highly acclaimed at the time. Who played the title role? So who played Queen Elizabeth in Elizabeth R? Question 4. Which talent show's initial 22-year run ended on the 20th of March 1978? It was later revived, I think in the 1980s, and I mean that most sincerely. And question 5. Who were the original team captains on A Question of Sport? So there we have it, 20 questions done and dusted. And whilst you're checking the answers and perhaps refilling your beverage, here's the answer to last week's bonus question. I asked you this question. Fred Dinage was best known to 1970s audiences as the host of How? How? But he also was a regular on local news on Southern Television. But he was also the regular relief presenter on which popular Saturday show? And the answer was, as many of you let me know, World of Sport. When the late, great Dickie Davis was unavailable, Fred gamely stepped in to bring us hours of wrestling, monster truck racing and the ITV7. This week's bonus question relates to an early memory of a favourite TV show of mine, which I remember watching with my mother, sister and brother. In which 1960s and 70s US TV show did the closing credits include an invitation to come back again next week, ending up with the words, "You'll come back now"? So which show ended with, "You'll come back now"? If you know the answer, then let me know by emailing quiz@my70stvchildhood.com. Right then, let's get on to this week's answers. Round 1, our May Madness round. Which BBC sitcom starred Paul Nicholas and Sue Pollard as a pair of hippie squatters? That was 2 up, 2 down. Question 2. The sitcom set in an Undertaker starring Thora Hird and Christopher Beeney was In Loving Memory. Question 3. In May 1973, the first episode of American sitcom, which was to run for a then record-breaking 11 years, was shown. What was it? And that was MASH. Question 4, a little controversial this one. Which Saturday Tea Time BBC show started making dreams come true for viewers on the 31st of May 1975? It was Jibble Fix It. And finally, the ITV children's TV show starring Leslie Manville and Jamie Foreman as school pupils starting a school newspaper was A Bunch of Fives. And on to round 2, our marathon Phil Rouge round. Question 1. What was the name of Fantasy Island's owner? And it was Mr. Rourke. Question 2. Which month did we begin our quiz? And given this is the 18th one, if you manage to count back, you'll be able to count back to August 2023. Question 3. Who was the host of We Are the Champions? Ron Pickering. And question 4. What was the name of the pianist for the concert party in It Ain't Half Hot and Bum? And that was La-Di-Da Gunnar Graham. And what other TV show did David McKee create for the BBC? And that was a very popular King Rollo. Okay, on to round 3. Name that tune. First one I thought was a bit tricky, but one which I did remember. It was the theme tune to Rocky O'Rourke, a Liverpool-based children's drama dealing with some quite difficult issues around crime and gangs. Question 2. Well, quite an easy one here as well, I think. The Bionic Woman. Question 3, and as I say, if you haven't got this one, it might be time to think about listening to another quiz. That was the theme tune to Paddington. Question 4, slightly tricky one this time. This was the theme tune to Michael Palin's Ripping Yarns. And theme tune 5, yes, the absolutely bonkers afternoon TV show Noah and Nelly. Okay, on to round 4, our TV Times round. Phil Davis and Ray Burdis starred as two school leavers looking for a career in Four Idle Hands. Question 2, who won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1976 and with what song? It was The Brotherhood of Man and Save Your Kisses. Question 3, who played Elizabeth R? That was Glenda Jackson. Question 4. Which talent show's initial 22-year run ended on the 20th of March 1978, later revived with Bob Monkhouse, amongst others? It was Opportunity Knocks with Huey Green. And question 5. who were the original team captains on A Question of Sport, Cliff Morgan and Henry Cooper. So, how did you get on? Are you top of the form? Or do you need to have some extra tuition after class before you take your 11 plus? Whichever. I hope you enjoyed our quiz. We'll be back in a fortnight with our next quiz, and in a week's time with our next regular podcast. Until then, don't forget to like, rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts, and to join us again soon for more from My 70s TV Childhood and the My 70s TV Childhood Quiz.